as its ideal appointed task and does it now. Every cell that we have in our body was put there from the get-go, from the beginning, to do specific tasks. These tasks are things that it is appointed to do: the lungs, liver, heart, blood, lymph, bones, marrow, eyes, ears, nose, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be, every cell of my body, every single cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. So when I speak my word and I say that every cell of my body does its ideal appointed task now, every cell of my body does its ideal appointed task now, every cell of my body is ideal. Whatever that ideal purpose is, whatever that ideal direction is that my body has for it to take, that's what it does. And it does it beautifully, and it does it perfectly, and it does it wonderfully. I don't have to tell it what to do. I don't have to tell the cells of my body what their appointed tasks are. They know. A general does not have to tell his army what to do. Each has their appointed task. Each has their responsibility, and they go about carrying it out. A mother doesn't have to be told what her task is in the household. She knows. A father does not have to be told what his task is in the household. He knows. The children are being trained in what their opportunities are to be in the household, what their chores are in the household, and they're learning to do them well. And they feel most natural doing it because that is what is expected of them. That is what is expected of them, and they do it beautifully, perfectly, and magnificently now. Every single cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. If we would look at ourselves, our bodies, our world, our experiences as being tasks that are ideally appointed for it to do, and then let go and let it do it, we would find that life is a very simple, wonderful, beautiful thing, and our bodies are simple, wonderful, and beautiful, and we do not need to be ill. We do not need to have any kind of problems in our life if we just do what our appointed task is. Now, what we might want to figure out, what is the appointed task of our body? What is the appointed task of our body? Our body is to be the living temple of our being. We live in that temple, and that temple is nourished. That temple speaks, sings. That temple walks, moves. That temple lives in every beautiful way. And that temple is beautiful in every way. And so the more we can readily say, every single cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now, every single cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. Every cell of my body is ideal. Oh, yes. Its ideal appointed task. It's ideal. Every cell of my body is ideal. Everything that I do is ideal. So if I just let go and let the divine in me be me, I will find that what my real purpose is, what my real direction is, what my desire for myself to be is done. It's not something that's going to be done. It's not something that I'm going to carry out, that I'm going to have a perfect breathing cells or taste bud cells or blood cells or whatever I'm going to have. It's not going to be, it's already done. It's already in the infinite allness. It's already in the infinite reality. It's not something to be done. It is something that exists now. So when we call that forth in our awareness, and we say that every cell of my body is ideal, we're saying that it has an ideal purpose, an ideal direction, it has an ideal desire for itself, and it's already done. It's already fulfilled. It's already revealed in every beautiful possible way. Now, I don't have to think it into being. I merely accept it, I respect it, and I know it, and it is done. I accept it, I respect it, and I know it is done. Because it is already done. It is already complete. It is already marvelous. It is already fantastic. It is already something that is so super, that is so absolutely outstanding, so outstanding in every beautiful way, that I just let go and let God. I let go and let it be me. I let go and let it do its appointed task. Every single cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. I don't have to figure out what it is. I just accept it and I know it. And I claim it. It is done now. It is done now. I am revealed now. I am fulfilled now. I am all that is now. And it is done now. And because I say it is done now, I no longer try to make it happen because it's done. I no longer try to bring it about as though it were something that did not exist presently, wonderfully, in my world. But I let it go. I let go and let the divine in me be revealed. I let the divine in me be revealed in all that it is, in all that it ever could be, in all that it ever would be. I let it go and let it be. And when I let it go and let it be, it is fantastic. It is glorious. It is wonderful. It is marvelous. It is beyond any comprehensible thing that I could ever believe. But that's who I am, and that's what I am, and that's why I am. Every cell of my body is ideal. That's a simple statement to make. Every cell of my body is ideal. Every single cell of my body has its ideal appointed task and does it now. And does it now. I say that again and again and again. And as I say that, it is fulfilled. As I say that, it is revealed. And as I say that, it is fulfilled in every glorious way, more beautiful than I could ever realize it. Does a baby realize it has hands and feet? That it has an eye and ears and nose and all that good stuff? Does it realize it? Not at all. But does it use it? Oh, yes, because it is its purpose to use it. It is its direction to use it. It is its realization to use it. It doesn't have to do anything to make it happen. It just uses it. You, too, and I, we can use what we are. And call it forth in our bodies, in our life, in our affairs. And as we do that, we experience it in its perfection. Not as a work in progress, but in its perfection. And it's being done now for each one of us. It's being done now, wonderfully, totally, fully, completely, magnificently, wonderfully, totally, fully, completely, magnificently, it is done now. Every single cell of my body has its ideal task, its ideal appointed task, and it does it now. Say this for yourself. Know this for yourself. Live this in every area of your life, and never again will you ask another for help. Never again will you ask for healing. Never again will you ask for abundance. Will you ask for friendship? Will you ask for right relationships? Never again will you seek in the outer that which already exists in your inner, completely, totally, and perfectly now. Never again, because it is done. And it's done right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.